Good morning and welcome to Talk to the Expert. And I am not vocalizing today very well. It's better than it was yesterday for Wheeler Dealer, but I am Carol. It just doesn't sound like Carol. And we've got just G.
Just G. I'll carry the show today.
Gina.
I'm percolating, all right.
All right. Gina is here from Iowa Specialty Hospital, in particular, the Webster City Clinic is what we're usually talking about.
Yep.
And just things moving right along. Keep on buzzing. Keep on buzzing.
It's crazy. I had a conversation with Peggy, and they've already been out there twice this week for meetings, and she said the building is progressing very well.
Excellent.
They're finalizing all of the IT connections, the outlets, the office spaces, the cabinet locations, et cetera, et cetera. And they're also having discussions about the specialist days. So when certain specialists will come to provide services, and specifically that we know for sure that will be podiatry.
Okay.
So for your feet and orthopedics.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent to have those right in town. How convenient was that?
Very, very convenient. Yes. So that's kind of the short and dirty on the building itself. And
I saw a rendering the other day.
Oh, you did?
One of the chamber things, I think.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen a rendering of what it was going to be. It was like, I see
it
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duh.
Those are neat.
Yes.
That was what I alluded to a few weeks ago was the fascination of here's the rendering, mm-hmm. and how do we get from dirt to it's going to look exactly like that. Mm-hmm. It just...
Including the little people walking.
Blows my mind, right? Yeah, the little people outside.
I was getting a kick out of those.
Funny. Also, just wanted to plug, obviously, this is all over the news, and this is not anything brand new, but we will be having flu shots available at some point. The staff has not gotten theirs yet, so but there are places in Webster City to get your flu shot. Mm-hmm. So if you are so inclined, that would be a great thing to do.
And flu season is kind of, it doesn't, nobody told flu when it was supposed to happen.
Right.
I mean, we call it flu season because mm-hmm. that's when the most of them are, but mm-hmm. really flu can kind of happen any time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I think what we don't want this year is the combination of the flu and COVID.
Right.
Last year, I think we alluded to this also last week, there were very, very few flu cases mm-hmm. because people were avoiding one another, not breathing on each other, which is the best way to transmit the flu.
Sure.
So now we're out and about again. You know, people are getting vaccinated for COVID, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. So having all of that, it could be really messy.
Let's avoid the mess.
Yeah, and I don't have any specifics, nor would I want to say them if I did, but generally speaking, the hospitals in the region and in the state are full.
Yes.
They are running at max capacity at a lot of different facilities. So if you're not going to get vaccinated and you get sick and have to be hospitalized, I don't know. I honestly don't know where you're going to land.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a scary situation.
So let's keep all the flu people out of there.
Right.
Get your flu vaccine.
Yeah, if you normally do get a flu shot, just go get one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
So there's that. And then we also wanted to talk a little bit about Dr. Swisher. You know, he is our board certified family practice and sports medicine physician at the Webster City Clinic.
Okay.
I wanted to give a little bit of a push for his board certification in sports medicine because we're seeing injuries from football, volleyball, which, you know, that will just continue now that the kids are back in school. Basketball
sure.
will be starting
and
all of that.
And they're different injuries. Court injuries are different than field injuries.
Right.
And the way you use your muscles and activities during basketball is different than volleyball. So it does make a difference.
It does make a difference. You're absolutely right. And then I got to thinking, you know, we talk about Dr. Swisher specifically being board certified. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, who knows what the... Okay.
It sounds good. Sounds great.
Yes.
So let's just get a little bit into it, and I'll tell the listeners what it really means. So this comes from the certificationmatters.org website, which is all about being board certified. And it says, after graduating from medical school, doctors who want to treat patients must complete an internship, residency, and some additional medical education and then pass a general exam to be licensed by the state where they intend to practice. Many doctors, however, choose to become board certified in one or more specialties, such as Dr. Swisher in family medicine and sports medicine. This requires further extensive specialty-specific training and passing an exam for each medical specialty. The American Board of Medical Specialties is the recognized leader in developing and setting the gold standard for physician specialty certification in the U.S. Board certification is a significant achievement that not all doctors attain, but they are skilled and knowledgeable experts in their specialty, and they meet to a higher standard. Board certification is an extra step that many doctors choose to take to demonstrate that they know the latest advancements in their specialty. They demonstrate their desire to practice at the top of their profession and deliver high-quality care to their patients. Doctors with an ongoing commitment to board certification participate in assessment and training beyond what is required of their peers, and they work to continually improve the care that they deliver. So just a little bit about, you know, we talk about it, but...
Yeah.
Well, maybe people don't really understand what that means exactly.
And that it does take extra effort. It's just not, mm-hmm. you know, it's not, well, you've been here 15 years, all of a sudden you're board certified. You
right.
have to put extra schooling and testing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
To me, it would be like having a 4-year college degree and then getting your master's.
Sure.
You
sure.
know, you have to put forth that effort and then you have to keep up and.
Oh, yeah. Keep current.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. That's that, and then...
Well, but let's talk yes. about how do people, if people want to see Dr. Swisher.
If they want to schedule an appointment with Dr. Swisher, we can go to our website, iowaspecialtyhospital.com, and just do a quick search
okay.
for Dr. John Swisher, or call the clinic directly.
Oh, excellent.
832-3332.
3332, okay.
Yep.
Okay, very
easy,
good.
Easy peasy.
And it doesn't have to be something that you injured yourself in volleyball to be considered
oh.
to go see him, right? So, like, if you are mowing your lawn and that
pothole. Are you talking about me? Because I just did that.
Or other people, yeah. Or But it is. Sometimes I think people hear sports medicine and, well, the last thing I'm going to do is call the guy and tell him I stepped in a hole when I was mowing my lawn. That's not very athletic. But he'll take care of that.
First person that will injure myself golfing because I haven't done it in a long
sure.
time, or bowling. Every
okay.
time I do one of those things, something goes wrong. So yes, it could be, it's probably more so because as adults, we're just not agile and we're not active. So when we go to do these things, and I'll keep my husband out of this conversation this time, think that we're superheroes and we're not.
Oh yes.
So yes anybody can.
Right. So it isn't, I mean, while he certainly works with the kids,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you think of, it
yeah.
can be, it's other folks too.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said before too, he's board certified in family medicine.
Wonderful.
So he's just
kind of,
we just love him.
Kind of your guy for all seasons.
Your guy.
Right. Okay.
So,
very good.
And then the final thing I just wanted to mention, because this is a hot button item, and this is seriously hot off the press. We... have mentioned several times on this show already that last year we had a record-breaking year of births.
Sure.
508 babies just last year alone. And that has grown incrementally over at least the past 5 years. Today I found out that we're at 398. So we are only 2 away from 400 and with 3 solid months to go.
And that could have happened while we're talking.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh,
all these COVID babies now. So anyway, the CDC put out an official statement today, and I was just going to read part of it. COVID-19 vaccination for pregnant people to prevent serious illness, deaths, and adverse pregnancy outcomes from COVID-19. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recommends urgent action to increase coronavirus disease vaccination among people who are pregnant, recently pregnant, including those who are lactating, who are trying to become pregnant now, or who might become pregnant in the future. CDC strongly recommends the COVID-19 vaccination either before or during pregnancy because the benefits of vaccination outweigh known or potential risks. And I know this was a really hot topic last year when all of this was coming to fruition. So as of September 27th, 2021, more than 125,000 laboratory-confirmed COVID-19 cases have been reported in pregnant people, including more than 22,000 hospitalized cases and 161 deaths. The highest number of COVID-19-related deaths in pregnant people in a single month of the pandemic was reported last month, August 2021. Data from the COVID-19-associated hospitalization surveillance network in 2021 indicated that approximately 97% of pregnant people hospitalized either for illness or for labor and delivery with confirmed SARS infection were unvaccinated.
And I know that was a big thing today, is just that high percentage of pregnant persons, which I think is hilarious in your, you know.
Right.
As opposed with the pregnant men, you know,
pregnant
persons, that the ones who are in the hospital right now are unvaccinated.
Right. Yeah. So there's definitely a connection there.
Sure.
It also just goes on to say, in addition to the risks of severe illness and death for pregnant and recently pregnant people, there is an increased risk for adverse pregnancy and neonatal outcomes, including preterm birth and admission of their neonates to an intensive care unit. Other adverse pregnancy outcomes, such as stillbirth, have been reported. Despite the known risks of COVID-19, as of September 18, 2021, 31% of pregnant people were fully vaccinated before or during their pregnancy. In addition, there are racial and ethnic disparities in vaccination coverage for pregnant people. So healthcare providers should communicate the risks of COVID-19, the benefits of vaccination, and information on the safety and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccination in pregnancy. So we posted that to our social media today.
If you want to read it more carefully.
Yeah, if you want to read up more, we linked that and we put a little infographic out there that really kind of just explains it.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, so my stepdaughter is pregnant.
Okay.
And she's put that all over social media in the last couple days. We've been keeping it mom.
Oh.
So we're super excited. And she was one of those that was on the fence.
Shouldn't.
Yeah. And I told her, I said, I'm not going to interfere because all I have are the facts. Mm-hmm. And having not been in your situation, not going to tell you what to do. But I sent her this information and she is now going to get vaccinated.
And I think that's so much of it, isn't it? Is that we as individuals need to do our own research,
mm-hmm.
or go to sources like the CDC,
yeah.
instead of, well, so-and-so said that so-and-so said that such-and-such says.
Right.
You know?
And then the stories just get convoluted. And
or there's important hunks left out.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So really, you know, any of the ladies who are working with your doctors that are pregnant or working to become pregnant, mm-hmm. talk to your doctors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. So I thought that was really timely, so I wanted to
fabulous
to get that out and let everybody know. Again, your choice. Told my daughter, do what you want, but mm-hmm. just
make sure it's an informed decision.
Exactly. Make an educated decision.
We used to. My youngest daughter, as a young child, had a girl in her grade that apparently knew everything about everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, Caitlin says, and so we still say it to this day, that I don't care what Caitlin says.
Right, exactly.
Go to the source.
Let's get the facts.
Let's talk to your teacher. Let's talk to the leader. Let's talk to the doctor. Caitlin isn't the final authority.
Exactly.
So don't listen to Caitlin. Talk to your doctor.
Yeah, and then don't become a Karen.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, aren't you so glad your name isn't Karen?
I feel badly. I know some, and I'm just like,
sorry. Sorry, friend. But yeah, that didn't come across well.
No.
So I just have to cross my fingers that, you know, there isn't a Carol thing that happens. Karen's pretty close.
Exactly.
I bet they won't ever have a just G.
No.
Because you're a one and only.
Be only one of those, right?
Very good. Anything else we need to let folks know about today?
Just as a reminder, once again, I'll just, if you want to follow us on Facebook, we are sharing the most, like this information that I just
excellent.
Put out. We do follow the CDC and push out information that they provide for COVID-19 flu shots. All the things. So you just search Iowa Specialty Hospital on Facebook, and we would love it if you would follow us.
Yes.
Also, our website again is iowaspecialtyhospital.com. And we still have a lot of job openings, so if you want to check it out, just put in the web address /careers or just do a search for.
And you are certified in being a good place to work.
Exactly. Yes.
It wasn't just you guys tooting your own horn. Other people went toot toot.
Yes.
For you.
Yeah. We got that. Well, it was driven by the staff. So
you're right. Right.
Yeah. So got the.
Yeah. So it wasn't just the marketing department sitting there and having coffee one day and saying, "Hey, you know what? I think we ought to say." That's not it.
No, it's the employees. They really like working there. So
big deal.
So top 20 Des Moines Register. Yep, we got that award.
Yeah. When you think of some of the big companies.
Yeah, and that's throughout the state of Iowa. So,
excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And that was over employees over 500 employees.
Yes, yes.
So they're categorized.
If that's talking your, you know, Fairway. You're talking probably Hy-Vee. You're talking, you know, mm-hmm. you're in some. It's not like there's only six companies in Iowa that have 500 employees or more.
Right.
So that's terrific.
Yeah. So in little things that kind of happen, and we're going to put this out on social media here too in the next couple of days, but. I don't know if this has an end date, but we have a hardship fund that we do fundraising for at the hospital.
Okay.
So if anybody has a need, they can apply for hardship funds. And those are generated by the staff,
okay.
by all of the employees mm-hmm. and the providers. So in order to beef up that fund, we are going to start doing casual for a cause on Fridays.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we can wear jeans.
Okay.
As long as they're tasteful.
Yes.
You know, no rips, holes, taters, all that kind of stuff. But you have to pay.
No embroidery of booty across
right,
the back.
Right, right, right. But you have to pay money for the privilege
sure,
to do it.
Sure.
And then all that money will go into our fund.
Very good.
So if you see us walking around on Fridays with jeans on, it's for a good cause.
Yes, yes. Terrific.
Yeah.
Hand somebody a $5 bill.
Right.
You contribute to the cause yourself. And we're going to go because pretty soon I'm not going to have
You're
anything
not.
Left.
I can see it.
You did your part.
I tried to carry you.
You sure did. But I am waning. And so hopefully next week I'll actually sound like Carol instead of this bullfrog that hopped in to talk with just G.
Scared me a little.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. This has been our Talk to the Expert program with Gina from Iowa Specialty Hospitals, the Webster City Clinic.